talking about been over in that country over there. You been around Abbeville? Say you went to Pecan Island?
Yeah, been
there. When I was running in there, we run over there all one summer on the tugboat, carrying gravel, sand, and cement to Abbeville, of Vermilion River. And they had a girl come in from Pecan Island over there, and she was over there in the whole house. they had whole houses over there. They had about 8 blocks with nothing but that. They were living in homes like, you know, instead of being in the house and everything, you know, they lived there. And they had a girl there. And they had a jukebox and everything. And they had a girl come in. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Done that? And I swear to God, the thing, boom, like that. And it made a dive like that, and it passed, and then it just went up like that. A damn marsh did that like that. Underneath of me, just like jelly. And but as far as I could see, I think it was just going right, just climbing right straight up like they're going. And you could just see it getting smaller. Don't forget about that girl got in there. And the doctors used to examine them, you know. See if they had a damn loose of clap or something. And I don't know, some kind of way she got it, and she got in there. And them boys over there told her she poisoned 9 of them before they caught up with her. They took her and sent her back to Pecan Island. It was 9 of them boys that dosed the clap. But you talk about dance, that little son of a bitch could dance. God, he was like a butterfly on the floor.
You had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car. So you picked it up and...
Man, if I had a sack of groceries in the car.
And you didn't have your car, so you had to pick it up and
put it on your shoulders, carry it on your shoulders. You'd have to tote it, huh? Like them people you talking about yesterday.
Now,
tote that thing.
Suppose there was a child around and the stove was hot and he was putting his hand near the stove. You'd say, now, that stove is hot, but don't you?
Don't put your hand on it, it's hot.
No,
don't get close to it, don't touch it.
You needed a knife and you wanted to send somebody for it, you'd say, go.
Go get me that knife.
Okay.
Junior with the baby, he used to have a habit, we had a fireplace, he'd take a stick or something and play in his fire, you know. It was a bitty thing then. Baby crawling. One day I took him and I said, get out of there. I asked him to get out. He wouldn't leave it alone. So I told him, it's hot. He wouldn't listen to me. I took that little stick away from him and I took his hand and I hold it like that, close to that fire, until it burned my hand. But I never had no more trouble with him. He was scared of fire then. He didn't play with it no more.
You had what? You had, why didn't you play with him? Well, because you had...
I taught him that it was hot. It would hurt him. It would burn him. But he wouldn't play with a stick again in there. I guarantee you that.
Okay, now somebody might call you on the phone. You might say, let's meet in town. I get there first, I'll... You know, when you get to town and you got to... Say you go to the store to for what? To your wife is coming, you say, if I get there first, I'll